Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me. And I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against the stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. I had a professor in seminary, and on the whiteboard shelf, every class period was a Rubik's Cube. This is the one I had in my office, so if you're not a Longhorn fan, you'll be happy in a second, too, anyway. So bear with me if you are or if you aren't. But one side, done, and the other side's mixed up. Well, one side together. Now, this is a reminder, this image. One side together, the other one's all mixed up. This is a reminder of some of our identity. He said a lot of us walk around, myself included, like posers. We pretend we've got it all together. It's all lined up and matched up. But in reality, we're all mixed up. And in fact, our identity is mixed up with Christ's. We don't have it all together, but we are all one in Christ. God reminds us who and whose we are, especially in seasons of wilderness. Wilderness, when we wander and we aren't sure where we'll end up or how long it will take to get there. The wilderness is the place where God finds us and reminds us who and whose we are. That we are beloved, that we bear God's image, that you are an essential member of Christ's body, marked with the cross, water washed and spirit born. In today's text, Jesus is tempted by the tempter, by the devil. This text comes after Luke's genealogy of Jesus. It reminds him who he is. And after his baptism, immediately following his baptism, when he is reminded, when God speaks to him and the Holy Spirit enters into him like a dove, and he is called beloved. God says, "This is my Son whom I love." And it comes right before our text today. It comes right before Jesus going to Nazareth to preach that sermon where afterwards they're going to try and throw him off the edge of a cliff. Here in the wilderness for 40 days, 40, we remember all of the times God's people spent 40 days or 40 years wandering in the wilderness. In all of those times, the question that comes up is, who am I and whose am I? You start to question your identity. And the devil knows this. The devil picks up twice for Jesus. If you are the Son of God, there's this inherent question of what is your identity? If you really are the Son of God. Oh, and not only this, if you are the Son of God, but this question of then what does that mean? How do you live that out? Because that means you can just, you know, turn the stones into bread. You can get to your end point, right? Where all the kingdoms of the world are yours in a much faster way if you'll just bow down and worship me, the devil says. You see, this text is about the temptation of Jesus, not the temptation of us. But sometimes we too are tempted to forget or distrust our foundational identity as a beloved child of God. So Jesus is tempted, if you are the Son of God. It's a question of, where is your trust? And is it sure? Is your trust in your identity as God's beloved Son? Is your trust in God, in whom we worship and serve only? Or can you just go about things a different way? Ways that are a little more self-serving, in a way that helps you get some shortcuts, but compromises who you really are. Or, like Jesus does, you can take the way that loves God with all heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loves neighbor as self. The way of the cross. I love this wonderful little book. Big, but few pages. It's by Daniel Erlander, and it's called Baptized We Live. I give them to folks who are new members of our congregation. It's Lutheranism as a Way of Life. But part of what it picks up is that Jesus has some no's and yeses in his life. And he has some no's and yeses in the text today. You see, Jesus says no to the temptations and offers of the devil and yes to following God's way. Jesus says no to the way of glory, the way of establishing the kingdom of God by any other way than dying on a cross. Jesus rejected using personal charisma, the sword, miracles, rewards, reason, all the normal ways of promoting a righteous cause. Jesus says no to those and yes to the cross. Jesus says yes to the way of the cross, the way of submitting to the will of the Father, the way of absolute trust in the Father, the way of dedication to human liberation, solidarity with human pain, freedom to be human, weak, and vulnerable. In the crucifixion, Jesus said yes to the way of the Father, and in the resurrection, the Father said yes to the way of Jesus. When we are baptized, when we are marked with that cross, when we are washed with water and filled with the Holy Spirit, the no of Jesus becomes our no, and the yes of Christ becomes our yes. The no to the doing it a way other than God's way becomes our no. The yes to the way that includes temptation and suffering and a cross becomes our yes. In this wilderness season of Lent, we will focus on these two things, on baptism and on the cross. Wednesdays, we'll go through the pieces of our baptismal covenant, what it means to live out our call to be God's people, to have the yes of Christ and the no of Christ within us. On Sundays, we'll remember and turn toward the cross, realizing that this is the way of Christ. That in the wilderness, we must trust God. We must love God with all of our being and our neighbor as ourself. And so in the wilderness, this Lenten season, remember that the wilderness is where God finds us. And God reminds us who and whose we are, frees us from this poser, and lets us be mixed up, loving us exactly as we are and mixing us up with the identity of Christ, to be Christ's body in the world. God calls and empowers us to follow the way of Christ, knowing temptation and a cross lie ahead. But so does new life, abundant and everlasting. So does resurrection. Amen.